Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We are having a hot and dry end to the month of August, but we're looking at hopefully a cool down as we get into the first week of September next week. And if you're looking to fall, you may be thinking about making some changes in your landscape. Fall is actually a great time to plant, although a little more watering may be required this year, so do take that into consideration. As we look at our Extension garden calendar, the end of August is a great time to sow grass seed, sow seeds of radish, spinach, and lettuce if you're looking for a fall crop. If you are planting trees, shrubs, or perennials, you may want to water those vigorously to make sure they get sufficient moisture to make it through the winter. You can pot up hyacinth bulbs for forcing indoors, and you can also divide and transplant peonies this time of year. As I mentioned, fall is a great time to plant grass and trees. Again, you may need to do a little extra watering this year, so do take that into consideration while you're planning. But our horticulture experts in this week's Yard and Garden column share some tips if you would like to get your lawn seeded or reseeded this fall. Sowing grass at the optimal time of year, a selection of a high-quality seed mix appropriate for the site, and consistent watering are all keys to making sure you successfully establish grass from seed. Mid-August to mid-September is generally the best time to seed new lawns or overseed existing lawns in Iowa. Late summer seeding has several advantages over seedings done in the spring. First of all, the seeds of cool season grass germinate quickly in the warm soil of late summer, and the warm days and cool nights of early fall promote rapid turf grass growth. The growing grass also has less competition from weeds, as there are not very many weeds that germinate in the fall. If you're purchasing grass seed to seed this fall, you want to choose a high-quality mix that is best adapted to your site. In sunny areas, Kentucky bluegrass is a popular choice in Iowa, but you want to select a seed mix that contains at least two or three bluegrass cultivars. Perennial ryegrass is often included in many seed mixes because of its ability to germinate and establish quickly. You want to use a mixture containing Kentucky bluegrass, perennial ryegrass, and fine leaf fescue in areas that contain sun and shade mixed, as that fine leaf fescue will take over and become dominant in shady areas. It just does a little bit better with less sun. Again, those fine leaf fescues, such as creeping red fescue, hard fescue, chewing fescue, etc., are the best grass if you're trying to establish something in a shady location. You can certainly help this out by picking out mixtures labeled sun, shade, high traffic, etc. at the lawn and garden store, but make sure you turn the bag over and look at the percentage mix on the back and make sure that that mix has the recommended 2 to 3 minimum different types of grass. After seeding, you want to keep the upper inch of soil moist with frequent light applications of water. 2 light applications of water per day are usually sufficient. However, it may be necessary to water 3 or 4 times a day on windy, sunny days. So maybe don't seed that lawn this week. Wait till next week when the wind and heat die down a little bit. The seeds of most turf grass should germinate in 2 to 3 weeks if the seed bed is kept uniformly moist. At that point, you can gradually reduce the frequency of watering and start watering more deeply when the grass seedlings reach a height of 1 to 2 inches. The reason you're watering more deeply is to get those roots established into the ground. You don't want to have a lawn established that is used to being constantly wet on the top part of the soil. You want to encourage those roots to go down deep and look for moisture deep in the soil. That'll make them more likely to survive long-term in drought conditions like we are currently seeing. Speaking of drought conditions and a variety of other things going on right now, I do want to encourage you to reach out to ISU Extension Resources if you have questions or concerns. You can find a lot of resources on the ISU Extension Disaster Recovery site, everything from information on dealing with stress in a pandemic, dealing with stress due to drought and wind damage conditions, to dealing with issues such as loss of power. Great resources there, and do encourage you to check those out. Also want to share some new resources from ISU Extension Human Sciences Division. 3 new publications available to help families make childcare decisions with the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Leisha Ostrich, Our family life specialist with ISU Extension and Outreach shares that making childcare decisions can be like learning to juggle while riding a roller coaster, as information is changing quickly right now. A new three-part series of resources is available to help families sort through decisions during these trying times. The three publications touch on exploring childcare options in a pandemic, having childcare in your home, and the third publication focuses on a transportation scramble, helping parents make good decisions about shared transportation to and from school activities, daycare, and more. As always, we encourage families to carefully weigh concerns for safety, explore options, decide what worked best for them, and always have a plan B. While there may not be one clear best solution, there will always be some workable option to help families get through these challenging times. You can find all those publications on the ISU Extension store. Just look for childcare decisions. And finally, I want to share some information on next week. Due to the COVID pandemic, the ISU Extension Research Farm Field Days will not be happening in 2020, but five virtual field day tour stops are scheduled for next week, one a day, starting August 31st through September 4th. Each tour will last from 8 to 8:30 in the morning. At least six different research farms across Iowa will be featured, with 20 minutes of in-field video, drone footage, and presentations by ISU Extension specialists. Following each presentation, specialists will be available on the webinar to answer questions from attendees. Speakers and topics are listed on the ISU Extension homepage under the Virtual Field Days news release. I encourage you to check those out, and you can register online one time to sign up for all or any of those programs that are interesting to you. And again, you can find that link online or give us a call here at the Extension office. We would be happy to help you locate that information or any information. You can call us Monday through Friday, 8-4-30, 712-243-1132. Stop by the office and pick up a variety of publications and resources. Drop any of us an email or find lots of information on the Cass County Extension website. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.